Welcome to the Dream Plan Start Grow Show, where the goal is to provide you tips and tools to create and execute your business plan for success.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I am on here early today. I've been up for a really long time. I jumped on to watch Coco Gauff's match early this morning at 3:30 a.m. So I've been up a really long time. So I'm getting a bunch of stuff done early. But I wanted to talk a little bit today about five key points to an entrepreneur's mindset. And really, it's creating your own mindset. So yesterday, I talked about five ways to overcome a negative mindset. And I find, especially for solopreneurs and people just getting started in business, a lot of times it is overcoming that negative mindset. But we can create our own mindset. And that's really important. I'm all about being solution focused. How do we, you know, create our path and create our journey? So today I want to talk a little bit about five ways to do that and create your own mindset. You know, number one is innovative thinking. So think outside the box. And I've not always been like this. I will tell you, at the very beginning of my entrepreneurial journey, I was just trying to overcome the negative mindset. But think outside the box, you know, figure out different solutions to a situation. I mean, sometimes you have to, if you're faced with something, it's not always black and white. There's a gray area, there's a purple area, whatever it is. And you have to think outside the box. So innovative thinking, sometimes brainstorming with other people, other people in your industry, ChatGPT. I talk a lot about ChatGPT, but brainstorming of ChatGPT, I mean, you can ask it a question, an open-ended question, and see what it says. You know, things like that, because you've got to figure out what solution's best for you. And that innovative thinking will help you do that. Number two, risk-taking and resilience. You know, when we're an entrepreneur, we're taking risks because you're in control of everything. You know, remember, if you ever worked for somebody, and I've worked for companies and people and everything, you know, we showed up at work. Here's our job description. Here's what we had to do for that day. You know, we collected our paycheck at the end of a couple of weeks, and that was it. And that worked for me for many years, but it wasn't fulfilling. It wasn't really where I wanted to be. And I didn't really know where I wanted to be because I never had any, you know, thoughts of entrepreneurship or anything like that. But, you know, when you start a company, there is a certain amount of risk. Obviously, hopefully you've done your research. Hopefully you've know what you're doing, you know, that you've hired a coach or you've got a mentor, things like that. So I'm not saying like just go in blind, but risk-taking is a part of entrepreneurship. You know, you have to continue to build and continue to build and continue to build. And sometimes you may go into debt to bring, you know, more good to your company. But then that resilience piece is also necessary because you have to, when you take those risks and something maybe doesn't work out, you know, you have to be resilient. You have to be able to bounce back, realize that, you know, hey, this is a learning opportunity and I can deal with this. You know, number three, be vision and goal oriented. And I think to me, this is an obvious thing in entrepreneur, you know, for entrepreneurs, but just in case it isn't, but vision and goal oriented is like, where do I want to go? So vision, where do I want to be in 2 years, 5 years, whatever it is? And how am I going to get there? The goals are really a way to create that roadmap because they say at the end of the year, I want to increase revenue by 50%. Well, that's all well and good. That looks great on paper, but how am I going to get there? And that's where those goals come in because I can back that out and say, okay, what do I need to do in the first quarter to help myself hit, you know, my company hit that 50% increase in revenue? And that's where you have to really be spot on is like, where are you going and how are you going to get there? So being vision and goal oriented is essential, but it's also going back to those two things. And this is where sometimes I forget to do this is like, go back and look at your goals. Like, what are your goals? You know, what's the big vision? And then what are the goals for, say, first quarter? And then what are the goals for the first month? I mean, obviously, we're almost through the first month, which is a little scary that we've flown through January already at January 25th. But, you know, what are your goals? And then revisit those on a daily or weekly basis and see, am I doing what I need to do to hit these goals? And then to ultimately achieve my vision. You know, number four, adaptability and flexibility. I find in entrepreneurship, you have to be adaptable and flexible. I mean, when I first started out, I was like, no, I got to stay in this like lane right here and I've got to keep moving forward. And guess what? You've got to be adaptable and flexible. That doesn't mean you have to do it all the time, but you have to be willing to zig and zag and figure out what the right road is and the right path is, because it's not always going to be the straight road. I mean, ultimately, you're trying to build a plan that keeps you as much as possible down the, you know, the road, the center of the road. But you have to be adaptable and flexible when things come up, things, you know, something happens, you know, the economy tanks, the Google changes its algorithm, whatever it is. You have to be proactive then. And where's the solution in whatever's happening? And then finally, that passion and commitment. You know, this is absolutely necessary in mindset. You've got to know, like, especially in an entrepreneur's mindset, you've got to be passionate about what you're doing and committed to what you're doing, like each and every day. Because if you don't love what you're doing, don't do it. Don't go through the headaches of being an entrepreneur. Because, you know, while there's certain things that are great, you know, you can make your own schedule, you can go on vacation when you want. I can work from anywhere in the world, things like that. That's all great. But guess what? I got to pay for my own health insurance. You know, I've got an overhead of an office. I've got all these things that come with that. So if I don't have passion and commitment to what I'm doing, then I shouldn't be in it, right? So that's what I'm saying to you. That's part of mindset. Make sure you're passionate. I mean, that doesn't mean you're not going to have an off day, because we're all going to have off days. Like every single one of us. But what's the passion and commitment behind your vision? Do you have that passion? Do you see where you're going? Do you stay focused on the goals? Are you passionate about where things are heading? And that's really essential. So again, just to recap what I was talking about today, talking about five ways to create that entrepreneurial mindset. So number one, innovative thinking, you know, that's absolutely critical in entrepreneurial thinking, mindset, all those types of things. You know, it's how, because it's not always cut and dry. You know, sometimes we see an option of like, okay, I can do paid ads. I can just go out and network. And sometimes there's some other solutions in there that are organic that can help you too. And I'm just throwing out an example. Number two, risk-taking and resilience. Spoke about that before. You have to be willing to take some risks in entrepreneurship and then be resilient. Don't beat yourself up if something doesn't work. Learn from it. Move forward. Number three, vision and goal-oriented. To me, this should go without saying if you're going into entrepreneurship, but it's worth repeating regardless. Adaptability and flexibility. Always be ready to zig and zag, because sometimes that's necessary. And finally, passion and commitment. So I hope that's helped someone out there today. If you found this helpful, please drop a comment on whatever platform you're watching it on. And if you're watching the replay, please drop a comment. If there's anything you want me to touch on in my live streams, please feel free to reach out to me or drop a comment in one of my feeds, and that would be awesome. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Happy Thursday, and I will see you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in to the Dream, Plan, Start, Grow podcast with Allison Turner. If you like what you heard, make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Join our community by joining the Dream, Plan, Start, Grow Facebook group, or for more resources, go to my website, theallisonturner.com.